Well, currently, desert locust swarms are moving in southern Ethiopia. They're crossing the border, still into northern Kenya, and they're moving throughout the central parts of Kenya. They've invaded now up to about 13 counties in that country, and they're moving closer to Uganda and South Sudan day by day.
Can you give us a scale of the problem?
So the swarms that we're facing now, or that we're seeing in Kenya and in Ethiopia and Somalia, they're really, really large, much larger than normal. There is a swarm in northeastern Kenya that was 40 kilometers by 60 kilometers long. This is just a single mass of insects. Apart from being large, they're very, very numerous. They just keep pouring into northern Kenya. And that, this represents really a potential for devastation of pastures and farmers' fields and crops.
What's the cause?
This phenomena that we're seeing, which is very, very rare, is really a result of the climate, and the climate is changing. So if we've seen, just looking in the last maybe 10 years, the frequency of cyclones in the Indian Ocean, it's increasing, especially in the last couple of years. Last year, we saw 8 cyclones in the Indian Ocean. Normally, there's maybe one at most. So with this increase of cyclones, absolutely, there will be an increase of locust outbreaks in the Horn of Africa in the future.
How are people and farmers on the ground coping? And what impact is this having on them?
Well, certainly farmers and pastoralists, they're very afraid when they see these large swarms of locusts coming into where they're grazing their animals or where they're growing their crops. And it's a very scary phenomenon. They can't do very much. So there is a sense of kind of helplessness. Obviously, it's most important that they tell the local authorities that there are swarms in the area so that these authorities can come and treat them. But it's a very, very scary phenomena, especially because this is your livelihood at risk.
Is there any progress being made in tackling the problem? And what's being done at country level?
Well, indeed, there's a lot of efforts being done. For example, in Kenya, as soon as the swarms invaded that country, the national authorities quickly mobilized ground teams and aircraft to start the control operations. Unfortunately, the number of swarms and the sizes of the swarms just simply overwhelmed their capacities. So FAO, in collaboration with our international partners, we are upscaling these aerial control operations, not only in Kenya, but also in Ethiopia and hopefully in Somalia. It's, only aerial control that can be done now when we have such a large problem. Ground control efforts are very, very minimal to have an impact in order to reduce the locust numbers and reduce that threat to crops and pastures.
What advice do you have for people on the ground in affected communities?
Well, first of all, if any of the communities are very close to the control operations, if they see any aerial spraying or any ground control spraying, they should move out of the area. They should move their animals out of the area and keep those animals away for at least a day so that everyone is safe. Unfortunately, when people see aircraft coming overhead, they like to stand outside and look at it, but that's not a very safe thing to do. It's better to go indoors if possible. If locusts are attacking your crops or your pastures, it's very important to inform the local authorities so that the control operations can come and be undertaken in your area. If you're a farmer and the locusts are in their nymphal stage, they're hopping on the ground and they're coming into your crops, you can dig trenches around your crops to protect your crops and sweep those hoppers into the trenches and bury them. These are rudimentary control methods, but anything can help to save the crops in the pastures.
As the number of locusts continue to grow, there's a risk that more countries could be affected. What's needed?
Well, because of the risk of the current problem extending to other countries, most importantly, upscaling of current efforts is critical in order to reduce that expansion, that extension, to other countries. Those countries that are threatened, they should take preparatory steps in advance so that they are prepared for any type of swarm invasion and they can address it very quickly.
There are concerns that the locust outbreak could provoke a humanitarian crisis in the Horn of Africa. How worrying is this situation?
Well, I think we should be extremely worried, especially if for some reason the control efforts are not as successful as we had hoped. Perhaps they're not as timely. Perhaps there's not sufficient funding to have enough control efforts. That would be one worry. The second worry would be if the weather continues to be extremely favorable for the locusts, if we continue to have these unusual good rains that they need for their breeding. So these two combinations could then exacerbate the situation further. And by the end of this year, we could actually be in a plague situation where there would be a number of countries, not just the Horn of Africa, but countries further north and to the west and to the east that could be affected.